Welcome to the Service Industry Podcast. I've spent the last decade as a CEO, operator, and business builder selling tens of millions of dollars in products and services. I, just like many of you, started with nothing. My mission for this podcast is to help you become the greatest version of yourself, help you grow and scale your business, and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Matt Smith. Enjoy the episode. What is going on, guys? Matt here from the Service Industry Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Today's a short one, so if you're riding in the car, on a job site, whatever you're doing, it's going to be just a good little in and outer for you on a Friday. And I'm going to share a story. I actually shared it in the Facebook group briefly, not in as much detail as I'm going to talk about today, but if you haven't joined the Facebook group, go do that. Link's in the show notes. Completely free. Sell nothing on there. Literally just providing value, and it's a fun community to be a part of. So go join that Service Industry Tribe on Facebook. And it's been a weird week for me. I will say, you know, there's weeks in business when you feel like you have just absolutely crushed everything, taken on the world, and you've hit or crushed goals. This is not one of those weeks for me. Weather's been a little weird here. Not a lot of sun, which isn't super abnormal, but it's just been a little bit of a slower week, which has been kind of nice. But you know, the thing I always remind myself, because we all go through these ebbs and flows, right? Every business does, even the biggest businesses in the world. It's learning to be disciplined even when you're not seeing the immediate result. And this isn't necessarily something I'm talking about today, but just something I'm sharing with you guys that I was thinking about a little bit earlier is, you know, we're going to have slow weeks. We're not going to have weeks where we close massive deals and all this stuff every single week. But the important thing is that we just continue to do what we know we're supposed to do, regardless of the outcome we're immediately seeing. And so for me, I'm good with it, man, because I know the work I'm putting in today will show up, you know, 1, 2, 3 months down the road, and all's good. Life is good. So I want to share a story with you guys because I think it's going to really get you thinking, okay? And just being a part of this interaction really got me thinking. And so yesterday I'm at the gym. And just so you guys can kind of get like an idea of like kind of what my routine looks like, I try to go 6 days a week, sometimes seven. When I get there, I normally will warm up on the treadmill. I'll run like a mile just to get the blood flowing, and then I'll lift for an hour. And depending on how I'm feeling, I'll potentially do some type of cardio at the end. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. But I always at the end of my workout go in the sauna. And so yesterday at the end of my workout, I go in the locker room, I get changed, and I go in the sauna. And I always wear my AirPods in my ears, and I listen to podcasts kind of during that time. And I think I mentioned it on the last podcast, but for whatever reason, when I'm in the sauna, typically, like it's very easy for me to get in deep thought and think about things that maybe during the day I wouldn't because I'm too busy. And so I like just throwing on a podcast in there, relaxing, you know, sitting in there for 10 to 20 minutes, and just sweating things out, right? And so I walk in, and there's three guys sitting on the upper row of the seats, and I've got my AirPods in. I'm listening to the Nick Bear podcast, and long story short, I can hear these guys talking, and so I sit down. I just kind of ignore it, whatever, and then they start talking louder and louder and louder, like to a point where eventually they were all talking so loud, like I couldn't even hear the podcast in my ears. I'm like, man, what the F are these guys talking about? And so I pause the podcast. I take one of my AirPods out, and I'm listening to them. And they're legitimately debating, like passionately debating, who is the greatest of all time when it comes to professional basketball. Okay? Before I say this, I'm not a massive sports guy, but you guys know that Michigan had a crazy year for football, college, and NFL. So I love college football. Like that's my thing. So I'll start the conversation out with that, so you know I'm not like an anti-sports guy. But these guys are talking and I'm listening and they're getting fired up and they're arguing and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and all these players, and they're dropping dates, you know, in 2016 and 2009 and 2012 and this month and this draft and this trade and blah, 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 like all this crap, right? I'm not a basketball guy. And I'm like, good Lord, dude. And then, you know, I start to look at these people, and one of the guys, and this is not me being judgmental, it's just being honest, right? It's the reality of the situation, is one of the guys 100 pounds overweight. The other two guys are probably 30, 40 pounds overweight. And I didn't say it because I'm not going to, you know, interrupt people and offend somebody, because clearly this message would not have connected well with these types of people. But what I wanted to say to them was, you know, you guys are arguing about who the greatest of all time is. What about your story? Who's the greatest of all time in your story? Because I'm looking at you, right? And I'm listening to you. And all I know, without knowing your name or knowing anything about you, is that you are worshiping and obsessing over somebody's life, career, a sport, to the point where you have forgot about your own life, where you have forgot to take care of yourself. You put so much time into observing somebody else's life. And by the way, somebody's life and somebody who doesn't even know you exist. Somebody who legitimately wouldn't give you the time of day if you asked for it. Somebody that you have zero access to and will always have zero access to. And somebody who will not know the day you disappear off the face of the earth. And if they did, they would not care. However, these three guys have put all of their time and energy into observing somebody else and becoming so obsessed with somebody else's life that they have forgot about their own. And I was sitting there thinking about this, right? And I'm a deep thinker, if you can't tell, like this probably wouldn't be something most people think about when they hear that conversation. But for me, it was. And I feel like I'm in a spot where I'm allowed to say, hey, that guy's 30 pounds overweight, and not judge him, but call it out. Because guess what? I was there at one point in my life, and I know what my mental space and what my mindset was like in that time. I wasn't putting myself first. I wasn't becoming the greatest of all time in my story. And guess what? It showed in all areas of my life. My business, my finances, my relationship, everything. And so I'm sitting here listening to this guy and I go, man, how many people are out there living a life and obsessing about somebody else's? And I started to think about it, and the answer is the majority. People are obsessed with Taylor Swift and celebrities and athletes and their favorite TV shows and all this stuff that doesn't matter at all when it comes to the game of life and business. And you know, one thing I love about going to the gym I go to, it's a health club. It's not like a Planet Fitness. So it does. It costs more money than the average gym to go to, which kind of eliminates a lot of the Planet Fitness type people who would go there because they want to eat pizza on a Friday. And it attracts really disciplined people. And it's enjoyable to be around because there's men and women in there on Friday nights at 8 and 9 o'clock at night working on their health and fitness because they're dedicated to becoming the greatest of all time in their own life. And so I wanted to share the story today because I wanted you to start to ask yourself, what does my story look like? Who's the greatest of all time in my story? And if it's not me, and I'm not on a path of getting there, like a true path, not some bullshit, I'm working hard and one day. No, like I can see the progress and I can see the plan in place that's going to get you from where you're at today to where you want to go right now. Like, if that's not you, something has to change. Because the only person that you should be focused on and arguing about and debating of who the greatest of all time is you. Because if you're not focused on you, you're never going to get to where you want to go. And if you're not focused on you, you're never going to be able to show up for the people around you who need you to show up as the greatest of all time. And so this might seem a little over the top. You're like, well, Matt, does that mean I can't watch sports? No, dude, sports are awesome. What I'm saying is, become more obsessed with becoming the best version of yourself than anything else. Because when you do that, everything else falls in line. And by the way, when you become obsessed with becoming the best version of yourself, okay, you don't have time to splurge on all these things that these undisciplined people are splurging on. But when you do have free time to do something you enjoy, like watch a football game or do something on Sunday with the boys or the girls, whatever the case is, you can feel good about it. Why? Because you've put in the work on yourself first. You know, I've always had this thing, and I don't anymore, but I used to feel guilty, like, if I would go hunting, right? Let's say I go hunting at, like, I don't know, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon during hunting season, or, like, my golf league's on a Thursday, and typically we get there at 3 o'clock and play a couple holes prior to starting, and I would feel guilty. And I always wondered, like, man, why do I feel so guilty? The reason was because I wasn't putting in the work I knew that needed to be put in before I started splurging on my pleasures. But on those days when I wake up and I go to the gym and I get my workout done and I get all my stuff done with work and I still get at the golf course at 3 o'clock, guess what? I can throw my phone in the cubby and I can actually enjoy my round because I know I've done what is required of me to become successful and to become the best version of myself, and I can actually enjoy something outside of those things. But it's when you're not putting in the work and doing what is required that you start to feel guilty. Okay. Now these guys I'm talking about, they're on such a different spectrum. They don't even think like that, right? And they're undisciplined people. And guess what? Most people are. And that's why it's never been easier to win in business and in life. Like, if you're a single guy, hear me out, right? I'm a single guy right now. If you're a single guy who's disciplined, makes good money, you're growing your business, maybe you have a sales job, whatever the case is, there's a ton of different people that listen to the show. You make good money, you take care of your health and fitness, you prioritize things that are making you better, you're actively working on becoming the best version of yourself. Dude, you will attract a high-value woman. Same thing goes for the ladies out there with high-value men, okay? If you do the same thing in your business, dude, you're going to crush your competitors, because most of your competitors are the guys I'm talking about that were sitting in the sauna that day. They're undisciplined, lazy, unfocused, not doing what's required every single day, and spending their attention on other crap that isn't important and will never further them in life. It has never been easier to win than today. The world is getting softer. The world is getting lazier. The world is getting more sensitive. The world's making more excuses. Everyone is trying to make everyone feel better about their poor life choices. That's why you see fat guys and fat girls on the internet being praised for their bodies when really they're unhealthy human beings who are going to live half as long as everybody else because they're undisciplined, right? Like, our world's a joke right now. So if you can get in this mindset of becoming the best version of yourself, becoming obsessed with that, dude, you will smash people. You will smash them. And you will start to attract things in your life that you never thought were possible. This is a serious, serious thing if you want to live an uncommon and rare life. And I'm here to tell you, it's easier than you think. Because majority of the world out there just, they suck and they're undisciplined. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Become the greatest of all time in your own story. It's going to allow you to make more money. It's going to allow you to show up for your kids, your spouse, your significant other, your friends, your employees. Become somebody other people will look up to. Become somebody other people want to be like. That is how you leave a legacy. That is how you live an uncommon life. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. As always, if you need any help marketing your business or want to work with me directly doing one-on-one coaching, visit serviceindustrycoach.com. We'll see you on the next episode.